This is the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. I'm Sean Tubbs. Do you know a budding young filmmaker who lives in the Charlottesville area? If so, the Jefferson and Madison Regional Library may have a contest they might be interested in. Library officials are looking for the best promotional video to publicize their two-month Big Read program. This is the second year that the Virginia Center for the Book at the Virginia Foundation for the Humanities has sponsored the Big Read. That's where everyone in the community is asked to read the same book at the same time. And they're taking advantage of user-generated media to try to publicize the contest. Let's hear from one of the organizers.
My name is Meredith Dickens. I am the Young Adult Librarian at the Crozet Library. We have a YouTube video contest, and it is related to the Big Read. The Jefferson-Madison Regional Library is partnering with the Virginia Foundation Center for the Book and encouraging everybody to read To Kill a Mockingbird in the months of March and April. And so to promote the Big Read, we are asking teenagers in our community to create a video and post it on YouTube. And we will be selecting one of these entries to be our promotional video. We're not looking for a book report or a video report on To Kill a Mockingbird. We're looking for a video that encourages people to participate, to read the book, and to come to the programs that we're providing to engage in community discussion about literature and about To Kill a Mockingbird in particular. We just decided that it would be good to involve the teenagers in the Big Read. They read To Kill a Mockingbird in school, but this sort of gets their creative juices flowing and gets them involved in the programming aspect of the Big Read. We're hoping everybody in the community will read this book, reread it. A lot of us read it in high school, but haven't looked at it again in decades. The effort involved in creating a video, especially for the teens, involving scripting and editing, these are all skills that they need. And visual media is just another way of talking about literature. Last year, we were very successful in bringing The Great Gatsby to our community, and we had programming related to that. So this is our second Big Read.
Mm-hmm. What's the idea behind, what's the importance of having something like this?
We're hoping with the Big Read, not only just to get people reading, but to talking to each other about literature. It gives people common ground to start conversations they might not already have. Or talk to people just about something new, about something fresh, and talk about reading. And the themes in To Kill a Mockingbird are especially good themes to just have conversations about tolerance and justice. These are all things that we can constantly think about. The good thing about using YouTube as a medium for our contest is that all of the entries will be able to be seen by everybody. That means that we can highlight everything. If you go to YouTube and search for the tag JMRL_BigRead, that's what we're asking the entries to put that on that tag on their video. So that will bring up all of the entries. And then when we select a winner, we'll be announcing that on March 1st at the Big Read kickoff at the Free Speech Wall in the downtown mall. And we'll be showing that video, the winning video, and we'll also be highlighting that on our website. One of the big rules with posting any video on YouTube is not to use copyrighted material. We won't be able to play the video again if it has music in the background or images that are copyrighted. So all the content should be original. We're looking for just creative entries that encourage people to read the book and participate in our events. We're asking that the URL for the Big Read be placed somewhere in the video, and that is jmrl.org/bigread.htm, and also just that people should read To Kill a Mockingbird specifically. We could get anything, and we're hoping that the teenagers will use all of their creativity to come up with something that maybe we won't expect. I should also say that the entries are limited to teenagers in our community, ages 12 to 18, and they should have a library card, which is free. They just need to visit their local library to get it. We'll be giving $300 in gift certificates to a place they can buy more video equipment to further their careers as filmmakers. I know of a few libraries who have used video contests to, for instance, for their summer reading programs, to promote their programs, and libraries who offer workshops in making videos. This is our first attempt and sort of just getting our feet wet with it. Mm-hmm. YouTube is already out there. Kids are already using it. And it's free to post on YouTube. So there is very little investment in just putting up a video. There's no requirement to join the Big Read. Just there are events at just about every library in our system. I should say there are events at every library in our system. book discussions, author visits, and we will be showing the film at the Paramount on May 1st with a panel discussion. And just show up at any of these events. The library will have copies of To Kill a Mockingbird available. So just read the book and come talk about it.
You can browse the entries in the YouTube contest by searching on the phrase JMRL_BigRead at YouTube.com. This is the Charlottesville Podcasting Network at SevillePodcast.com. You can now subscribe to the site by email. Click on the upper right-hand corner for a link and subscribe for a daily dose of the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. SevillePodcast.com.